Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Zip on by, zippity dude, I let zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom away, but it's okay. Ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the.
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvement speak for the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than Plugged One? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm posse the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like to be dim at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell Plug Ones within. Forward march is the save when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cuz...
Again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pop's brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my Plug 2 home, and on Mars where we could be all alone, and we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your host Afro Sound, and you're now into the Afro Sessions. Today I have a guest here with me, and it's my good old boy, my good old friend, man. He's a hip hop head. That's how I call him. Saying my boy Zach. So how about you introduce yourself a little bit, man, to whoever's listening?
My name is Zach. I've been listening to hip hop since like 8th grade, well earlier, but I didn't get into it around 8th grade, but yeah.
Okay, that's some cool stuff. For you guys that might not know, two songs I just dropped right now, both from De La Soul, and for this session, man, we're entering what I call like backpack rap, you know, nerdy rap, genius rap, whatever. Keep on. So it's kind of like, it's one of these things, man, like I'm trying to handpick a couple of songs just to introduce people or try to explain, you know, what the movement is. Even if like there's not really a real definition. So it's one of these things. You know, I'm going to try to play different tracks today. But we're doing the volume one part. We're kind of stopping probably at 90. We're stopping actually at 92. So we're not going past that. We're going to have different sessions because there's an evolution to the whole movement, to the whole concept when they talk about what backpack is. You know, I mean, even if you try to look online, people will come with their own terms. But, you know, I'm coming up with what I think it is. Let's put it as that. You know, you can't go off like what I'm saying. It's official. We're back. But I see it as more as a underground, even though hip hop started as a movement that's underground. I think any genre of music usually starts underground before it gains mainstream. But now, you know, in 2019, when we talk about actual backpack, we're really talking about stuff that's not mainstream. And we're trying to, like, show a pattern. That's the intent. Try to see, okay, why are these folks listening to these type of artists? So what I'm trying to do is, like, I'm trying to bring in all the way back to probably where it started and how usually the people find commonalities. Usually... Okay, sorry. I was just looking outside. But yeah, so I'll be here with my boy Zach, and we're going to be talking about, you know, about what we think probably backpack rap is, but more of the origins. We're picking a time period. We're not trying to extend it until, like, now. You know, we're picking a time period. And that time period, I'll say, it's probably from, I won't say the beginning of hip-hop, but probably when hip-hop started to become, like, more popular, especially in the black community, until probably, I'll say, 92, before that was, like, a whole, because this is a whole different vibe. Past 93 all the way down to, like, the late 90s. You know, it was more gangster stuff. Like, it wasn't no more of a conscious level, and that's when the separation pretty much started it. You know, and I can only speak for the East Coast because, you know, I'm on the East Coast. So, the next song I'm getting ready to play here is going to be Can I Kick It from a Tribe Called Quest, because you got to understand, we're talking about backpack. I mean, we're talking about all these cats, but I'll come back and give more, you know, more insight when it comes down to that. And we're going to have, like, a little conversation, but the main intent of the show is to have people enjoy the music. So next song I'm getting ready to play is Can I Kick It by a Tribe Called Quest.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay, cool. That was a Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It? You know, I'm pretty sure everybody knows this song pretty much because it's probably one of the most popular songs. But for somebody that's into backpack, you know, type of movement, that's definitely going to be the least favorite song because, you know, backpackers are kind of like, they don't like what everybody likes. You know, and so it's, Tribe is my favorite, probably a hip-hop group of all time. That's just facts. You know, I mean, for some people it's De La Soul, for some people it's Tribe, and there's been a debate for a long time, like who created or who started like the whole backpack rap first, and it's legit been a serious debate. I mean, if you go online, you can look. Some people say, oh, it's De La Soul. Some people say, like, you know, it's a Tribe Called Quest. Even though Tribe Called Quest single came out, like, Can I Kick It came out before De La's album first dropped. So, yeah, so I'm going to ask my boy Zach here. I mean, when it comes down to, like, what of these artists, like, who did you listen to first? Like, who did you find out about first? Like, De La Soul or, like, you know, a Tribe. And probably you're a De La Soul guy, right? If you have to pick between those two, like, who would you pick?
Tribe.
You'll pick Tribe over De La Soul? Yeah. I thought you were De La Soul guy. Why would you pick Tribe?
I am, but it's really different. It's pretty different because Tribe has a darker sound to it.
Right.
And that's what I like, especially past 92 when they, you know, increased their production standards for not just themselves, but just for all of hip hop. But, you know, the creativity level, I think, lies with De La Soul, at least in 89, because nobody was producing that sound until, you know, DJ Prince Paul came on, and then he added this new, like, type of ideas. Like, the concepts alone for De La Soul, you can't find those before them, you know? And they started this whole, like, movement. They took off their chains and started wearing, like, African beads and stuff, and it was all about self-empowerment, I guess.
Right, and that's what we call, I have one playlist actually labeled like that. It was called, like, they were more focused on Afro, centric, like, Afrocentric stuff.
Yeah.
Afrocentric, you know, Pan-Africanist, like, type, vibes, but, like, that's, people that usually initiate that are, African Bambaataa and them.
Yeah, the
They're
Zulu
all about
Nation.
Love and peace, you know, Zulu Nation, and, you know, that's our native tongues and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how all that stuff came about. But I'm surprised. Like, I thought, like, you were legit, like, a fan. Like, you were because you keep talking about De La Soul. So I'm like, okay, probably this guy is a De La Soul guy. He only cares about De La. Because I've been a Tribe fan for
No, Tribe was what really started. Like, that was, as far as native tongues go, Tribe was my first one. But it wasn't until the first album I heard was Low in Theory. Midnight Marauders, which is 93. But
right. And it's hard, you know what's funny? It's like, when we talk about, like, Tribe albums, and, like, when I sit down, I'm like, man, okay, sometimes I want to be like, okay, Midnight Marauder is my favorite album. Then I think of Lil Anthony. I'm like, damn, there's so much good songs on this one. So I kind of get like, you know, it's kind of one of these things between. I know for sure those are my two favorite albums.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are not. By all means, I still like the other ones. But it's kind of like, it's hard to pick for me to pick between like Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders. Because it's like, I love both of them like equally. Yeah. And it's kind of like, okay, how do I separate this? Because it's just legit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I listen to it. So I've just been caught up in that. But that's crazy. I can tell you, the way I ran into a Tribe, though, or like, let's say backpack rap, period, you know, I was always a rap head, you know, period, even though I listened to a lot of different genres of music and whatnot. I mean, the house where I grew up, like, especially with my cousins, like, down, like, they were older than me, and these guys, they were big into R&B and, you know, hip-hop, so I used to be around hip-hop, though, and my own, you know, when it comes down to a level, because I started being attracted more to like the jazzy type vibe. I think French rap is probably one of the things that instigate that, and I had to go and do some digging deep and like, okay, where's this sound is coming from? Because when I like a certain type of sound, I'll go back and start digging. Like, okay, I like this type of sound. Okay, where, for instance, you said Lou Reed sample. Let's say, for instance, like this, Cannot Kick It. So if you're a fan, let's say if you love that beat so much, probably you're going to go back. Okay, let me go listen to the original version. Probably listen to Lil Reed. Then you go into a rabbit hole and just like, you just become a fan of him. And now you start looking at similarities like, okay, who plays similar to Lil Reed when it comes down to, you know, his type of sound? Now, next thing you know, you're in a whole different genre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, for me, that's how I get into different types of music. And that's how, and I start knowing like a pool of artists.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm in the mood for something else, like, I just go back and just, all right, let me go listen to these cats. Because I'm not going to get bored. Because what happened back in the days, music was really scarce. And when I mean in terms of scarce, I'm talking about more like sonically. So you'll probably listen to this one type of song, but you cannot find anything that was just close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But with streaming, it got so easy now where like you have suggestion at the bottom, and usually you know, the algorithm kind of like matches, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like the whole like you get yourself into that rabbit hole is because like a lot of people think like sampling is awful, like, oh, you're just stealing the artist's like music. But like, I mean, if you think about music production, it's all chords, and chords are copied from other people's music, and it's the same thing like that. Like, hip-hop, at least in terms of sampling, is a mosaic, because you take parts of different cultures and genres from different songs, and it's like, oh, I really like this part, I really like how they did this, and I appreciate how they did this, so they incorporate it into their music. And then from that, it's like a paper, like an essay, it's the reference section. You go back to those original samples so that you can learn to appreciate not only the original song, but the song that they made. Like, wow, they really expanded that sample like that, where they only took this part, you know. And you can hear with different producers how they have different styles. You can hear like thousands of different variations from just one little snippet of a sample.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's crazy. So tell me, what would be your definition? What would you consider like somebody being a backpack? Have you even heard the term like backpack rap before?
Well, like, before I met you, no, but once I met you, I heard it when I was like listening to like Diggable Planets, you know, because not everybody listens to Diggable Planets. It's a very hard sound to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But I think backpack to me is like music that you can listen to just walking around, when it sounds best when you're just chilling, like, and you know, you just observe the world for what it is. I can't really describe it. It's more like a mood than it is, I guess, a sound.
So you know, and people will come up with different definitions, but like the general consensus for people that might consider themselves like backpackers was more like a commuter thing. So because when you hear like the term like I have a backpack, and it was more like those big metropolitan cities,
NYC,
where like, you know, just not NYC, you can be from Chicago, you can be a backpacker. You can be somewhere in Tokyo, you can be a backpacker. You can be from Paris, you can be a backpacker. You can be somewhere in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, you can be a backpacker.
Mm-hmm.
I was a backpacker in West Africa. I was a backpacker because when I'm the only difference is because I'm in a different location.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the habits, you know, and the type of music I'm listening to are similar. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things, like, you'll be there. And like, that's the definition I came up with, and I kind of agreed with that. The thing is, like, in the 90s, everybody was a backpacker. So, it's like, I would say it was a mainstream to an extent, but not mainstream at the same time.
Because
hip-hop didn't have the momentum that hip-hop has now.
No,
hip-hop was more... Hip-hop was, like...
It was more hated.
Still, it was more hated. And like the groups we're talking about now, it's like, it's cool. You can see everybody around now, right now on campus, everybody wearing like a, you know, everybody's wearing a Fenty shirt. Everybody's repping whatever rapper. Some people are not even into the music. I mean, it's okay. You know, I know there's more Wu-Tang
Clan people,
you know, it's people are rocking, you know, Wu-Tang. They probably don't even know like a Wu song.
Mm-hmm.
You sure what I'm saying? But all the time, like Wu-Tang, when they're coming out, they'll still consider stuff underground, you know, and cause it gained mainstream momentum. Like on the, what can I say, like in the black community, but for something to go back again underground or for like a subpar, like a sub movement to create itself within a movement,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be a plethora of music. So it needs to get to a certain stage first before you start having like sub genres or something.
Because
mm-hmm. something when it's first introduced, you can't get sub genres, you know, all of a sudden. So we couldn't get sub genres of hip hop. So whatever first hip hop song was out there, it was there. Everybody was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Brugger Dishio type of hip hop, like, you know, I'm claiming I got money, jewelry, you know, people start detaching. Now you find the lane. Okay, I can't relate too much to this, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go over here. Okay, I don't want to listen too much to conscious. I want to party. Let me go over here. And that's how it creates. So for me, I think the backpack, it was more conscious move. It's more a dude that's into conscious stuff.
Yeah, it's,
and
it's
that's
like,
a pattern. That's
think,
a, mm-hmm. But go ahead.
It's like, you know, when you're like on a bus, what you like, you listen to music and you think.
But how many people that commute? But you gotta look at a place like Houston. Not a lot of people that use, you know, they think when you use a bus here, they think it's corny, but it's not. I don't think it is. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But like up north, it's just some regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's how you get into artists and, you know, something that's different. But I see a lot of trends. I see a lot of, you know, people that will be into Tribe. You're gonna look around, you're gonna see the other artists, they're like Mos Def.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you're gonna know, they're into, right now, they're probably into Joy Badass, or they're probably into Earl Sweatshirt. They're into these guys. They're into Kid Cudi. They went into Kanye, because all these were alternative guys when they were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more into that alternative hip hop realm, and that's how it transcends down.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was trying to do here today was try to go all the way up and be like, hey, this is what we're gonna be playing. Because if you ask somebody like a regular backpacker, you know, somebody that's into like that real hip hop, they use that term real hip hop, and they can be corny at times. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They can be really annoying, but like, damn, bro. So everything, and I don't diss.
No. Yeah.
I don't diss any song that's out there. You know, there's sometimes when I go to the club, I want to be listening to Tribe. I don't want to be listening to like conscious stuff or like to Tribe. I don't want to be dancing to Tribe in the club, and I get it. But don't get me, this like trap or whatever song is not going to be part of my daily life. That's just mm-hmm. facts.
Yeah.
I'm going to have moods for that. Don't get me wrong, but it's not going to be part of it. So when you ask a backpacker, you know, he's going to be telling you like, you know, they're going to be looking up to people like, you know, the Rakims or the Chuck E. D. That's not mainstream talk. You feel me? You got to mm-hmm. be really into the hip hop world to start naming these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even people that are really into hip hop, they don't look, because, you know, people that are not really into hip, they'll tell you like the Biggie Deepak all the time. Don't get me wrong, but like they won't talk about the Big Daddy, and that's what backpackers you would look at.
Mm-hmm.
And next song I'm getting ready to play here is "Don't Sweat the Technique," Rakim and Eric B. That I think Rakim really changed the game of hip hop. And for anybody that listens to hip hop, yeah, of course, you probably know who it is, but I don't think people give them that much of importance. And when mm-hmm. I mean people, I'm talking about like just the I won't say the sheeps, but like, you know, people that are just too mainstreamish, they don't know his value.
No.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even people that say, quote unquote, oh yeah, I'm into it, I understand this hip hop stuff, they don't know what these guys really brought. Like the way they started rapping, like the whole beat count, the whole rhythm style, like, you know, mm-hmm. it changed again, and they set the lane for these new rappers over here. But so Don't Sweat the Technique by Eric B and Rakim.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot, tech the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak, but every word they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for
beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, my opponents it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords, letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a rhythm constructor. Style that'll be full of technology, complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Bold with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old, techniques become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. You fought the sword, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat, but don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
So that was Rakim featuring Eric B. Eric B was the DJ, man. Don't sweat the technique. Rakim the God. You feel me? One of my favorite rappers is Nas. And every Nas interview, like, I used to watch each time he kept mentioning Rakim. And I didn't know Rakim at the beginning. I was like, yo, man, why you keep saying this dude Rakim? It's like, no, Rakim. But it's usually like that. They always tell you, like, if you... One thing rappers will always say, they'll always tell you that if you like a certain rapper and the rapper tells you his influences, go look up those influences and see why that, you know, they pretty much liked him. So when you hear Nas, like his style, he said like he looked up to somebody like, you know, Rakim. But you were saying earlier about Rakim's whole style.
Yeah, okay. So Rakim grew up to the sounds of like Miles Davis and he loved the way he played. So he tried to emulate how he played, but with his lyrics. So he slides around the bar, and I can't really explain what that means. But like, if you have a beat, his lyrics, they're not always on beat, like a jazz musician would play. Like, you know, it's gonna be off, it's gonna come back in, and then it's gonna be crazy. But no one at that time was really rapping like him. So he really innovated a new style. And then you had people like Big Daddy Kane who could also do it like that, but. You know, he's the one who's credited for being like when rapping became this just like, you know, rhyming one verse with another verse. He was rhyming words like from one stanza to another stanza and then bringing it back to another
rhyme. So pretty much what, you know, rappers will call like the 16 bar type thing, like, yeah. You know, like just the formula that they used in the 90s and how like the whole melody, like you're rapping on beat. Yeah, people attribute that to Rakim and people forget about that. But that's something backpackers will remember, though. They'll make sure you remember that if you encounter them. Especially if you're having these hip-hop debates, they'll let you know. They're about the underground. You're not going to come there and disrespect whatever artist or whatnot. You know, they'll tell you what's what. You know, and those are the ones that are not too much mainstream. And we're doing this volume one just to tell you like kind of like the history, what like they'll look up to. You know, so what we're doing here, we're going on for like artists such as like a Tribe, De La Soul, you know, the Rakim. Because even Rakim, they still don't get the credit. Like, you're not going to see Rakim everyone on TV. You really got to immerse yourself in the hip-hop and be like, oh, this is the guy right here. You know? Because at that time, people know more of a Run DMC. To me, Run DMC is more as commercial than, you know, a Rakim or any of these people would be. I'll give you another one. Like, when Wu first came, I mean, people weren't really into Wu.
No.
Even, let me think about, let me see. I'm trying to think about somebody that I know for a fact. Let me see. So when Rapper's Delight came out, Rapper's Delight, you know, it's considered the first rap song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's considered, like, in the 70s. That wasn't, if you watch the old hip-hop documentary, that wasn't considered hip-hop on the streets.
They were like, that had already been invented.
Yeah, that already had been invented for years. But like that on the street, they were rapping differently. So when they first saw them, like, this is not a hip hop. What is this child stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got. But then people looked at it. They're like, okay. I mean, they're kind of putting this on the map. But that catered more to like a mainstream audience. And when I mean mainstream audience, it means everybody mixed, no matter if they're white, black, or all that. And usually for somebody who's into backpacking, they're not going to be caught up with that. They're going to be looking at other artists before they go mainstream. And I consider myself a backpack for sure. That's like without no doubt, because I don't be checking for new artists on mainstream. I mean, if I start seeing somebody, I'll listen to their songs and appreciate their art. And I understand most of your favorite artists that are underground, they're trying to be mainstream because you want to see them succeed. So there's pride in that. I don't want to see them stay underground and indie forever. I mean, they make no money.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense. I get it. But I mean, when they move on, it's kind of like we're the cocoon and they're like the, you know, the caterpillar in it and the butterfly. And when they leave, they just leave. They become mainstream and it's like, oh, okay, bye. You know, I'm hopping into the next one. Unless you got to be like really my guy and I'm like, no, I'm following him now. Then again, I have mainstream artists. I love mainstream stuff. I'm not dissing anybody. Nothing wrong with that. But we just try to explain what actually, you know, what backpack is. And, you know, that's the cool stuff about hip-hop, man. Like, I mean, when hip-hop was coming in the 90s, it was not mainstream. I mean, they had a boycott the Grammys. I remember what edition was that for, like, Will Smith and them. For him to be able to even win, like, the first Grammy, because it wasn't even seen as art. And I think there's a lot of arts putting into it. I mean, the way you explain how Rakim goes on with his beats, I mean, it's something that's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think an average human being just sit there and just think like, okay, I'm just gonna do it that easy,
because
mm-hmm. they make it. There's a lot of art getting put into it. I don't think now it does, because you know everybody now is trying to use auto tune and all that. So even auto tune, some people are not using it right.
No.
And I think only like two people probably I think mastered using auto tune,
mm-hmm.
and that's T-Pain and I think on Travis Scott. God, I know for a fact what Travis Scott's doing, it's like it's art.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. There's not. What he does, like, not anybody can do that.
Yeah.
You got to understand these melodies and how they work and how to lay your voice on it. And some people don't. And you can tell. If you listen really into music, like, sonically, if you're an audiophile, how they call people, you can tell the ones that are BSing and it's lazy art, and you can tell the ones that... But then, art is abstract. People are good in their way. Don't get me wrong. It's off my criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see things. But that's one of the things. The song I want to play here, it's called That's the Joint. The reason why I play That's the Joint, it has one of the first female artists, one of the first female rappers, sorry, on a track called mm-hmm. Sha Rock.
Yeah.
Some people don't know that.
Mm-mm.
Some people don't know, but to be able to know that is if you caught up in the underground stuff and trying to understand how certain, you know, how a movement works or what's what, try to look at source reference points, you end up ending in those type of graveyards or like, you know, back to the type of song I'm getting ready to play, because this song is mad long. It's like 8 minutes. But I think I found out about this song in a magazine. It's a Source magazine. So I was seeing the top 50 hits of all time. Mm-hmm. And I already listened to the song before. But then it came around. It was probably like the top 50 hip-hop hits of all time. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's the joy. I'm going to give it a look. You know, it was years back. Then I listened to it. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this. But I think like all this created a certain type of movement. Because the rappers that became really mainstream, like, those are not, like, the songs we're playing right now, those are not really their influence. You see what I'm saying? Even though they became, but they didn't really look at that aspect. They were more, like, they seen more music as a business, you know, aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And the music kind of catered within that aspect. People that are into the whole backpack or underground movement or anything, they're more on some conscious level type, like, anything that's going to make their brain feel good. That's what they pay attention. That's what they pay attention, and that's why they gravitate towards the artists. They don't care if the artists don't win a Grammy. That's not their. They don't care about the accolades and all that.
Yeah.
It's more about, like, yo, influences. Mm-hmm. And if you were to ask me right now, if I pick between influence or, you know, accolades, I'll tell you influence. How about you?
Yeah, I just think whatever's organic, because once you start going commercial, you lose your touch, if you know what I'm saying, because you have to conform to a particular sound.
So let me ask you this. If you're an artist right now, that you, they would have said, like, okay, Zach, if you had a pick between being like a Grammys multi-winner or having an or influencing like a whole culture, like, for the rest of your life, like, you're going to be talked about, which one are you going to take?
The culture. Because, like, you know, some people blow up for like a year or two and then you never hear about them again. But then, like, you know, like somebody like Grandmaster Flash, you don't even know who he is, but you know his name. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't know who he is, but he's huge when it comes to, like,
yeah,
turntables.
But then he's huge when it comes to, but he's making the money off of it. Because what I see now, especially stuff like hip-hop, I have a feeling that people that influence a lot didn't probably financially didn't end up where they wanted to be at, mm-hmm. them as a person. So, and I have a feeling like they probably wanted to be up there making all these millions and having a lot of money, but they wanted to stay true to the art. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, so I give you a perfect example. If you look at Nas and Jay-Z, right?
Yep.
There was a point in time where actually Nas was above Jay-Z because he put out his album way before Jay-Z.
Yep.
Jay-Z been rapping a long time and he was successful commercially long before Jay-Z came in. But now when you look at them, I mean, there's a big gap when we talk about financial. I mean, the guy now is a billionaire. Nas still has money. Don't get me wrong. He's rich. But then Nas decided to stay like true to the art, to the street. So he never really converted into, like, you know, he stayed street. How we say it in our term. He stayed like a street guy.
Yeah.
He stayed street. Some people don't really get down with that, but I agree with you. I probably fall into that realm. Like, for me, I think, like, when you look at a tribe or you look at Wu, I mean, Wu is a whole culture. You look at Wu-Tang, like, there's a whole, they impacted people across the world.
Yeah.
When you see that W, you know what it means. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's their way of life. Like, they see like that, like, the words and all that. And, I mean, you're not going to sit here and be like, oh, Wu won, like, you know, 20, 23 Grammy Awards. I don't think they really care. But some people buy into the idea that they won a Grammy. You feel me? And I don't really care. As long as my artists, if they get at least a Grammy or whatever, at least I see, okay, they're considered, at least there's some type of art. But, yeah, I think it shouldn't be, you know, the most important thing, you know, at least. But, yeah, so next song I'm going to be playing right now is going to be That's the Joint. This song came out. It was part of, like, the Sugar Hill Gang, like, records. Mm-hmm. Like, where they had, like, it was like 50 plus song on the whole record. Like, it's a lot of songs, bro. Mm-hmm. So I had to dig through it. But That's the Joint, one of the ones like that marked me on 8%. And you'll see patterns. The reason I'm picking this song, you'll definitely see patterns. Like, the way they used to rhyme on the thing. Like, you know, it's some type of it's something like an underground dude would probably want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far as, like, if we want to talk about, like, old school beginning of hip hop, that's what they're going to cater to more.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But then everything I think might not be right, but who cares?
To everybody, we know the real deal. We got golden voices and hearts of steel. because the five MCs have got to be real. We want to hear the party people yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
Ooh, that's the joint.
Like these words we said we want y'all to hear.
We gonna make a lot of sense.
We gonna make it clear.
We gonna rock this place.
We gonna
do some class.
We gonna do our best.
We gonna make it last.
We got drums on our minds.
We got
rocking in the heart.
And now the things we do, you can call it art.
We're bad.
We're slick.
We're doing it hip.
We're gonna rock this record. And don't you forget.
That's the joint.
Because Little Ronnie C is the melody.
And Keith helped me rock. We're singing harmony.
Because Jeff is the rhythm.
And K is the bass.
Shout, rock, rock, shocking the whole darn place.
And now here's a little story you got to be told.
The party people in the place
got a whole lot of soul.
So when we're on the mic, y'all shocking the house.
And when we all get together, we can turn it out. Now we're in the house, as you can plainly see. Everybody say, give fun.
For the ones that are right or wrong, well, I'm listed in the column that's classified. I can be a nurse and I'm qualified to talk about respect. I won't neglect. My strategy is for you to see, so don't turn away by what I say, cause I'm on, I'm bad when I'm talking to you. Therefore fly brothers who could do it too. The party people in the place is just for you, so get down, get on down. I'm the plus one more and I'm throwing down.
She's the best female in this here town,
and everybody know that I'm Goldie Brown, and you know
I'm a fully young lady with 95 styles. I'm the kind of MC to make women dress fly. I'm Jazzy Jeff with the most finesse. I'm down with the father, rock the mic the best. Cause I move with groove and I do it cool. Now rockin' you with you, I'm sure to prove. Cause I want a young lady with a lot of finesse that she's got to be on.
Cause she's Jazzy Jeff.
She's got to be sweet, yes, fine and kind. And that's just the kind of woman I want to be mine. You know, he's the joint. And I can put together, I can call it finesse. Now listen up, ladies, and listen up good. I'm gonna rock on the mic like I know I could.
Like I know we should.
And like I know I would.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock the house.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock, shock, rock, turn it out. And you know that.
And he got
the finesse to behold that.
He's the dawn.
Keeping on to the crack of dawn. A party people in the place, you got to keep on. Now if you like the beat and you want some more, scream it out and say, funky fall.
Funky fall.
To the front side. Come on, you got to get down.
making history. Oh, I'm Jazzy Jeff.
Charlene.
Kevin Kev. Kiki. To the funky beat.
Cool T.
Johnny Roll.
Gleaming hard. I was sitting in my house watching my TV when all of a sudden it dawned on me that I was all alone, just wasting my time. So I grabbed a pen and paper and wrote down the rhyme. And I thought to myself how nice it would be to be on top, making cash money, to go on a tour all around the world, to tell a little story to all the fly girls, to sit on my throne, to command my own, to be number one on the microphone, just telling a tale about how I was gonna be for the funky four plus one MCs. We'll be busting in and we'll be turning it out while we rock to any beat without a doubt. Just chilling hard, living in luxury, and being very proud of being MCs. He's the joint.
I'm kicking rock, girl, cause it rains a lot of hell, and I like to make love to the judge of female, and I'm down with the crew from off the hill. Now you walk through my door, you pose on the floor. First thing I touch is hips galore.
And then
you move right up,
and then
you kiss your lips,
and then
you hold on tight so I never slip.
And then
you tongue you down onto the ground. If any love is there, it will be found about the man you all can tell. I rock well to the depths of hell, and every time you hear my name, girl, it rings a bell. Oh, when the bell rings, it goes
ding dong.
Then I vodka in the shop until the break of dawn. Like a hot butted on bag of popcorn, like Rockwell, just singing your song, and you know
he's a joint. But that's alright because we be good sports, cause we know someday we get the big pay off and rock the house and turn it out. Sylvia in the house and Sheila Pearl rock the house and Blondie rock the house and Master G rock the house and Big Bang rock the house and wherever you are, rock the house. Tim Romello on the mic, rock the house. Wherever you are, rock
the house.
Tim Romello cowboy, the real the boy. Rock the house, turn it out. To my mellow, melly, mel. Rock the house, wherever you are. Rock the house. To my mellow Creoles, Raleigh, go. Rock the house, turn it out. To my mellow Mr. Ness, damn, with the best. Just rock the house with the most finesse. To my mellow. Raheem, in all the ladies' dreams. Rock the house with a gangsta lean. A Sugar Hill. Get the point. Get the point and feel the joint.
Much damage will I send it? I recommend it, hitting just fitting, just fine. I'm throwing up, focus for local, the whole nine. I'm blowing up, the birthstone kid. I got it going on every time I throw it on. L.I. Strong is what I'm going on. I kick styles like maybe this one or that one, which I bust. It's gotta be a fat one, like Walter Hudson. My rhyme says thick, son. So when you pick one man, I'm gonna lick one guard style, hard with no smile, cause I profile. Ignorant child, and when I bustle, homeboy is on hustle, I just bustle. Point blank range, I think I ain't living strange. I got your soul, say caught up in the hex when I'm on the mic with the gods, and I'm so flex.
Yeah, I'm so flex.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do
yo, summer, you and your crew.
Yeah, here we go.
So flex.
Straight from the flock with skills, pizzazz your whole cipher, sub rock feels as is. As I jazz it up, I grease it, okie dokie, then. Yup, I do the hokey pokey, let my soul bend up. Grown to be 65-inch. Short to swing this hood sport, it's a cinch. Indeed, I rock. Get a fucker, snatch your soul and check. Now stop and hit a bob and catch stiff neck MC selector. The addict is this fun thing, and it sticks here dramatic like static.
one planet. Laps for years, I avoid trouble tracks. Pop me out the hole to the brother, I'll give double dots. Cutting down old hats, get a straight in the comb. Maybe twined in that's a happy nappy dome. Send me go home, crank your woofer like the bass drag. Keep them big, but I won't brag. I won't fit into a rag, I don't slag. So won't you let it all?
Let it all.
Kendler MC select to set it all.
Set it all.
Some for the puppy kid, I done my style is ambiguous. Rock to the 24-7 clock, smoking ticklets. Broke up, yep, I'm on the uppity, uppity note. I can't rock style the move, I'm party, I'm party, I'm broke. With clout, no doubt, I got the bull, no bull. From honest, my manners of X, my physical. Yes, I'm bragging like a wagon wheel, I roll. I have my cake and eat it too and lick the bowl. I'm so flexing.
Yeah, confusing pure.
I collect dust and rust colored coins. Trust rock a mic and must grip the loins. From a ton gun a big slug. As quickly as I'm sickly, if sucks, I'm a pig plug my mic in. Disgust is tons of dust that's been busted for a rust like tin. I'm an indispicable duck, more screws than Rickle. No it sucks, no ice cream, pickle, sickle. You'll check, check, check it out. As no goody good, I reckon never lucking. As I get the woody woodpecker, check a plastic slacks was a trademark. I made marks, not bad taxes, all this dad max is stacked. So I'm a bad guy. And I'll snuff you with a noogie. Some do slump pumps, but up jumps the boogeyman. I got a natural copper tone, 10 and plus 800 coats of gold on my glands. And one can on the wall, one can. If that can would happen to fall out of hand, to snag it, ill and if it's spilling, be dripping and leaking. See off the lip I'm speaking and be steady seeking some soul flexing. The gods of X is soul flexing. Yeah, the MC selector was soul flexing. And the Burstone kid is soul flexing. And the boogie woogie man is soul flexing. And the SOS is soul flexing. Yeah, the guard you saw is so flexing. Momenta Uno Mashar is so flexing. Haji Esadat X be flexing. Alamo and Jamal be so flexing. Momenta Diego D be so flexing. The guards from Lombies be flexing. Yeah, the guards from now Ruby be flexing. Fight Benja Robi be flexing. Q-Tip and Ali be flexing. Pasta Noose and Dump be cold flexing. Maceo, Maceo be flexing. Superman Clark Kent be so flexing. Richie Rich and Third Base be flexing. The Cracker, Cracker, Cracker Jacks be flexing. And the LONS be so flexing. And the H2O be so flexing. And Calliope Staff be so flexing. Stanley Winslow be so flexing. And the Kearworthy be so flexing. And my man Gee be so flexing. And the Engineer Gam be so flexing. And Dante is like the worst person.
Worst.
Yeah.
Out.
Peace.
Oh, peace.
This is the one song.
Oh, that was a song by a group called KMD, which was released in 1991, and it's got three members. Onyx, the Birthstone Kid, who was the first rapper. The second rapper was Sub Rock, DJ Sub Rock, and then the third rapper is a guy named Zev Love X, whose legal name is Daniel Dumoulin. And for all the Dooms fans, they know that that's MF Doom. As a kid, probably 18 years old.
So, so pretty much that's like pre-MF Doom.
That's MF Doom before his brother Sub Rock died, yeah. and his second album got shelved, and like he was homeless. So it was really, he went through a dark time and became this dark rapper called MF Doom.
And this came in what, 91?
91. There's a group called Third Base with a rapper named MC Search who put him on a song on their their album called Cactus
and,
something.
And Search like a white dude?
Search is white Jewish rapper.
Yeah.
And he not only put MF Doom on like their first debut, but he also put Nas on his first debut as well. And you can hear like there's a song off of, I forgot what album, but Nas shouts him out for like, if you know who Nas is, you know who MC Search is, cuz he'll say him in his songs.
So you see, like, that's the beauty of the thing. It's kind of like when you become really underground, you go deep underground, you start pulling from other stuff. And, you know, this is what this is about. This is what the whole backpack concept is about, you know. It's not physically having a backpack, even though most of us do have backpacks. I mean, we're students, so yeah. But that's what we're into, man. The underground stuff, the conscious level, and also the art, the form, you know, how it's also performed. You know, something that's surprising. That's what we want to be surprised. We want to be astonished when they're doing things. How you putting words together. It's like, damn, not something that mainstream is forcing on me. Not something that I'm listening to the radio every day. I mean, But I can promise you, you're not going to be listening to no MF Doom. Do not listen to them on the radio. You're not going to have these cats on MTV unless it's like a special occasion thing. This is not stuff you're going to get to see. It's not the things you're going to get to see in a record store just because. Those are stuff you need to dig in. This is not the stuff for advertisement. That's pretty much what it is. But it's okay. It's okay because people that are into that type of music, they don't want everybody to be on it. We don't want this stuff to go, like, you know, go that mainstream. Like, no, we wanted to keep it to a certain extent where a group of people can join together. You know, we're kind of like what people call us probably hippies. I mean, all that. You just want to stay underground with your stuff. And if it go mainstream, so be it. But you want to be part of that foundation movement. But that's crazy. I never knew about this KMD, but I'm going to look them up. I mean, the flow is pretty, pretty ill.
But there's a huge difference between this album and their second album, In Tones of Darkness. It gets more, how would you say it? It's very sensitive.
So I have a question. You've been like a Doom. So Doom is your favorite rapper, right? That's your top one?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. He's just the most creative, I think.
Because so who's your favorite rapper?
That's a hard question. I can't, because there's
top three. Yeah, because I think that's hard. Yeah, that's,
let me, I not can't say, even answer
top
that.
Three top five, that's, not in particular order. You can't do a top five.
Doom is gonna be in there.
Okay.
You can't
put duos in there. No duos.
No, just MF Doom. Okay. Just MF Doom. I really like, there's a rapper, he mostly did some stuff in Japan, his name is Psy Star.
Okay.
He just has, I don't know, something about him.
Shout out to everybody in Japan.
Yeah.
Psy Star, he's Japanese?
No, he's from here, but he got flown out over there to record.
Okay.
Where
are you from? New York?
Nah, he's from, I think, Florida.
Okay. Who else?
He
does boom bap stuff?
Kind of. It's like that Japanese style of, you know, hip hop, you know, real chill samples and stuff like that.
Lo-fi?
Kind of, not, nah, it was before the lo-fi.
Nujabes?
Yeah.
Type?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You know, I mean, I think I attribute lo-fi stuff to him.
Yeah.
Nujabes. People be butchering this dude's name, man. Rest in peace. I say Nujabes. Hopefully I'm saying it right. But yeah.
I don't know. I'm bigger into producers than rappers.
Wow. So even rappers you can't even name? I mean, yeah, you make music. Okay, who are your top three producers then?
Top three?
You want to say Dilla?
Dilla. And then I really like Ninth Wonder right now.
Okay.
Like Ninth Wonder, he's like, I don't know. He's crazy. And then Nujabes, I think.
Wow.
Because that's how I started. Started in from Japan to the UK to America in terms of hip-hop.
But, you know, that's awesome. And, you know, you can be definitely identified as somebody. So those, for me, I'll still consider underground, because those people, even though they put out hits, but those hits probably didn't gain the momentum of other, like, let's say, famous, more. So if we do a survey, you know, I mean, we do econ. If you want to do some type of sample and sample out like a particular type of student here and ask them, okay, they say they're into hip hop, you're going to see, like, the ones that say they're not too much underground, you're going to see, you're not coming up with certain names. You're going to see repetition in certain names and not, and that's how you'll tell the difference. Okay, I see what this type of dude is when it comes down to music. But I can name you my rappers. I can name you rappers and my producers. And some of my producers might be mainstream. That I'm a bit little about. But when it comes down to rapper, like for me, definitely, like my favorite rapper actually is Lupe.
Yeah.
You know, and Nas would be my top two. But there's a reason for that. There's a reason for me putting Lupe, and I'm not going to get into it today. That's for another time. Probably when you're going to do Volume 3, I will get into a whole different Lupe thing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that's one. Producer-wise, definitely my favorite producer of, like, one, I'll say two of them. It's all right. Like, my first one is Q-Tip, period.
Yeah.
Tip. Genius. One of my favorite, like, because I'm into that type of sound. I'm into the jazz beat type, you know, loops, samples. That's what I like.
Yeah.
He's my friend, and after P-Rock.
P-Rock, you know? Yeah.
I like the way P-Rock made his beats. Then I like Timbaland. Timbaland, like, I don't know.
He's a god what he does.
Right. After him, after that, like, the other people are not going to be in particular order. I'm definitely going to put Premier in it, but, like, it's going to be a difficult order because it's kind of like, yeah, dude, I mean, are these people really, but, like, Tip and all them, like, that's an element essential. I can't really put Dilla because it's kind of like, I like Jet Dilla stuff and no disrespect to Jet, but it's not like, it's just, I don't want to hop on the wagon.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? If you went into somebody from the beginning, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, Jay, that's my guy. nah, I wasn't really into, like, you know, Dilla, so I'm not really going to add the thing. So, like, since I mentioned P-Rock, the next song we're going to play is by P-Rock. And I think this album dropped in 91, you know. And actually, it's I reminisce. I mean, everybody knows, you know, Troy. I had to play that.
Is it 91 Troy, or 93?
No, it's 91. It's before 93. That's the other album that dropped. I forgot the name of it. But this album, when you look at the thing, this is 91, actually 92.
Yeah, Return of the Mecca.
Return of the Mecca, yeah, with CL Smooth, man, the guy. I think this is a classic. I mean, you know, if you played, like, street basketball, you know, yo, that stuff was in there. It was deep. It was awesome. So it was, like, really good stuff. So, yeah. So, just, yeah, we're just going to drop this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
While the baby make a slide, but mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that's word is born. I'm not playing, everybody just pulling. This song we dedicate to the one and only
crossed up daisies more than once in your life. You might as well me out because you played your nine lives. So here's a shovel, dig like a digger, and don't shoot your yaps because I might pull the trigger. I seen it happen to a brother who was rapping, fronting real fat, and kept a crowd clapping. But now he's loose, lost all his juice. Once a big star, now he's next in a noose. He couldn't hack it, the fame and the glory. He rocked a lot of shit, but that's another story. I mean, he blew up with nothing he couldn't do. The only problems now is that his head blew up too. Once platinum, and now we can't sell a tune. I wonder how it feels to have your life go kaboom. Reminiscing how it was back in the days before the front, when his records got airplay. Started off hard, ended off soft. You should have stayed street till you paid the cost. My record company can kiss, my manager can lick, and my boys can get my deals nicked. Now that's the attitude you love and you live by. It used to be steaks, now you're begging for a french fry. You didn't know, but I already figured that one day, someday, bound to be your grave digger.
I'm nothing at home.
I got your own crib.
No, I ain't got.
Lights, action, without the camera, sirens and high beams, two to a team. The blue coat Billy goes across the my rear view. Hot on the tail of an innocent being. My heartbeat is racing at a pace so fast. I'm wishing that the cobbles would get off my ass. My tail can't go to jail, cause it's whack. What would happen to my girl and my record contract? Yo, fellas, take off the baseball cap. Word up, I heard that the nerves get tapped. And throw on the glass, cause they give up the cheese. Oh, please, don't pull me over, officer, please. I'm discombobulated, 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 malfunctioning, innovated. If it's easy, I can't believe it's me. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Oh, please.
Not cement, but rock. Arise.
beaten. You could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people, mad absorbers for info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body. And like it, drink my cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down. With the monkeys, how with yours truly? I'm the original B-I-Z. I'm it. Okay, I'll put the E and I can aim to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
I go for what I know, doing a show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the biz monkey, I get the jaws done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E, though that's me. I got the stutter step to keep in check. My speed is so unique, so they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, Dean Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even my Footworth Fit at Javits Center. Pardon the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here. That's to be it. Like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the kid of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
The break of dawn. When you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick. Check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like make you cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is the prince, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to lap. Let's go to lap.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. My name is T. Just one.
So that was the last song of today. It was Bees Marquee, Nobody Beats the Beat. You know, classic song, like I said. Straight backpack stuff, man. This is just an introduction. It's just a volume one. This is not past 1992. You understand? So later on, we are going to revisit again, like the movement. We're going to do like a volume two We're gonna go into like usually when hip hop hit its actual peak, you know, what some people might call it the golden age. That's I don't even want to call it the golden age because there's different names and different time periods. There's not a general consensus. I'm pretty sure there's probably somewhere out there, but you know, I think it hit its peak like mid 90s for me. I think that's where like the best hip hop came out of. Like it was just like the best. And I think that's the point where usually backpackers look at and they grasp onto that era. And those are the people they usually tell them, okay, you guys are still living in the past. And the only way we gravitate towards like those newer artists is when they're using these old school or they're still doing what they call, you know, boom bap, more East Coast rap. So no matter what you are, you're still connected to this old school sound even until now. That's why people like Joey Badass are still considered like backpackers. The Denzel Currys are considered like backpackers. Like you're always, you're in that realm, like the Earl sweatshirts, you know, you're in that realm. Like those are the people you cater to, you understand? So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll definitely be back here next week, you know, next Thursday. Again, might do backpack. I don't know. You know, it's a mystery. We'll find out next week. Right. Shout out to my boy Zach for coming up. He's definitely going to be here again. I mean, shout out for all that hip-hop knowledge, man. You know, little hip-hop robot right here, nerd.
Yep.
It's all good. Yeah, man. Do you have anything to say? So we can wrap up the show?
Nah, I mean, you'll find out later. Like, you just really got to listen to it and then go back further and then further back. The more you listen to the stuff that came out before, the more the new stuff will make sense because hip-hop is just all a reference. So just listen, keep listening. Because you'll learn new things.
Hey, y'all heard him. So y'all better walk with that statement. Just keep that to heart. Just go back and listen to the stuff. And so right now, shout out to the boy Mason too, man. He's going to be dropping some hard, like rock, classic rock stuff, man. If you're into the rock music, man, like all the legendary stuff, man, from the Pink Floyd to the Jefferson Airplanes, what type of rock you into? The classic stuff. I mean, he's going to be dropping it soon. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week because this is my last day of school for the week. So the weekend is going to start for me pretty much like tonight, like now. So I hope all you guys are studying and a lot of us have exams and keep up the good work. Thank you.